It is the Morning Fury Radio Show on this Thursday, May 15th, and we have the interview with 2019 Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, lead singer of the rock band The Zombies, over 60-plus years of performing, Colin Blunstone. If you remember the song from The Zombies, Time of the Season, you can hear the instrumental right now. He is on the phone, and we're about to talk with him, along with director Robert Schwartzman, who was in a band himself called Rooney. He is a producer-director of the new documentary film called Hung Up on a Dream, The Zombies documentary, which is in theaters now as of May 12, 2025. Go to the zombiesmusic.com website for more info. Of course, it's the first ever feature documentary nearly 60 years after they met as teenagers.
Eddie, you there?
Yep.
All right, here is Colin and Robert.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hello. Good morning.
Great to talk to you.
Hi, good morning.
Yeah, it's an honor to talk to you. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you.
Well, The Zombies, and of course, in different incarnations with the group Argent as well, but as individuals, as musicians, now 60-plus years. And it seems like a rebirth here since your induction to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And you have this new documentary out, Hung Up on a Dream, talking about The Zombies. Gentlemen, how does it feel that, you know, all these many years later, now 60 years later, it seems like there's a rebirth, a re-interest at this time of music and for your band since you were inducted. I know you put out an album a couple years ago, but gave you both a spark to get back out there again?
Well, I mean, it's amazing, the interest in The Zombies. It surprised me and Rod Argent, who we've more recently been touring all around the world as The Zombies. We didn't realize that there was this fascination with the band when we started playing again in 1999. And just people wanted to hear zombie tunes. But we both have had solo careers, so we were playing solo hits and solo music. But people wanted to hear The Zombies. And gradually, this band that we put together morphed into a new Zombies and started all over again. It's been a wonderful adventure over the last 20 years. And definitely one of the highlights has been working with Robert on this documentary, which is absolutely wonderful.
Robert, your love.
Colin, you're amazing. And by the way, I will, although I'm not in the band and fantasize about being in the band, but I did get the tour with The Zombies. I have a band called Rooney, and what was unique about making a film, you know, with The Zombies as a musician background was that I got to go on the road with the guys and we got to open for them. So there was a nice, our worlds did collide musically, but obviously it started with this film.
And Robert, did you discover while touring with them, but then learning from the guys in the band, how much of an influence they had, even to today's music, and that you felt this documentary had to be made from that?
Well, I grew up in Los Angeles. I started a band when I was in high school. In like, you know, 2003, we put our first album out. But I just grew up loving the band so much, just as any audience member would. And then I moved away from music as a full-time thing to making movies. So that's when sort of I was able to bring the history of loving music so much into filmmaking, because music is a part of film. When you tell a story, a narrative, but when you make a doc, obviously you can find a subject that becomes the central, you know, point of the film. But just, you know, it just so happened that we had a mutual contact who knew the band, and I was really excited about this opportunity to be able to make a film about them. So just touring with them just became a great convenient way to bring, you know, both passions together. And how cool is it to film a movie about a band while you're on the road with them? There's something kind of amazing about that. So it was just a fun coincidence in a way that, you know, well, not a real coincidence, but my background is music, so it's a passion. And it's my first documentary really about a rock and roll band.
You know, I got to see the pre-screener, and I can't reveal too much. I don't want to spoil it for anybody out there, but it was well done, by the way. So I learned so much more.
Oh, amazing.
Right off the bat, you know, the story right off the bat, you know, they go right into it. And Colin, starting off the church choir, I know the family had music in your life, your whole life. But also, you're a huge fan of Elvis, and this is what inspired you to start the Zombies, too.
Well, absolutely. I always think of it as the greats of rock and roll. So Elvis probably was the first, yeah. Little Richard and Chuck Berry would be the three that really excited me in probably the late 50s. And I managed to persuade my parents to buy me a guitar, which was, it was a bit of a financial sacrifice for them, but I was very, very grateful. And I got into playing with it, and that led to joining a band with other students from one of two schools in St. Albans in Hertfordshire, which is where I was brought up. So, the greats of rock and roll, and I have to say they're all from America. This is why British musicians always want to play in America, because jazz originated in America. The blues, rhythm and blues, rock and roll, all the greats come from America, and British musicians absolutely must go and play in America. It's so exciting for us.
And I like what captured in the film is the friendship between the band members, and how I think maybe they push each other in different roles with the band, especially when you had a different role earlier in the band. But also, I think the other band members recognized talent. I think, Colin, maybe you didn't know you had, but they discovered to maybe influence confidence in you. Do you felt that's why the band stuck it out?
Yeah, I think that there was an element of that. I certainly never thought of myself as going to be a professional singer. That thought never crossed my mind. As I think you alluded to the fact that I started off as the rhythm guitarist in the Zombies for a short while, and they discovered that I could sing. And I remember Rod Argent saying to me, I think I say it in the film, he said, if you'll be the singer, I'll play keyboard. He was going to be the singer. So we just had this switch around right at the beginning of the band. And essentially these five strangers who got together quite by chance became the Zombies. The chances of people meeting at school and going on to have hit records, it must be really, really remote. But it happened to us in a sort of very organic way. It just grew and grew. First as a local band, we developed a local fan base, and then it went on to national and then international. It was incredibly exciting for a 19-year-old boy to experience that.
Yeah, and it's incredible how...
It's funny. It's also just to jump in, like, Colin, we never really talked about it, but it's, you know, my band started in high school. With just, you know, as you like schoolmates coming together with a love of music, going to see shows, and then you find each other.
Yeah.
But then we built a vocal following, and then we got a record deal and put out an album. So it's just funny, like, just when we were working on this film together, Colin, and when I was in the editing room, there were so many similarities, just being a young musician and kind of just stumbling into a profession and it becoming very real very quickly and trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
It's so interesting to have been through those kinds of things. But anyway.
I think it's great that you've been through that too. And I think it shows in the way you've made this film. We all thought that there wasn't enough film. There wasn't enough of a story. Mm-hmm. That's what we were worried about. And you've made this wonderful film, and we were never quite sure where you were going to get the film from, but you've done such a great job.
Thank you.
Yeah, and it's
so nice, Colin. Jeez.
Yeah, I think the film's well made, and also I'm sure you're going to get new fans. You gained a fan in my daughter who remembers the song "Time of the Season," and you know it really turned her on. And now you got this whole new generation, into your music again. And I think that you know with this documentary, you may have to make another new album, more new music out there. Is that going to happen coming out of this documentary?
Well, I mean, I've got to be honest and say that things are a little bit up in the air at the moment because the two founding members of the Zombies, Rod Argent and myself, who are in the current incarnation of the band, Rod was very ill last summer, and we have to see how well he recovers It's really unfortunate in many ways. Firstly, because I don't want him to be unwell, of course. I'm thinking about, I want him to be healthy for his own sake. But also, you know, we have just started playing quite big venues and touring around the world, as we've just been saying. And it seems such a shame that we can't see this adventure through. But we'll just have to see how things go. Rod's a trooper, and we'll just have to see how things develop.
Well, it's fantastic. Gentlemen, thank you, and I appreciate you. And the music's still great all these years later. And Rob, great documentary. I appreciate your time.
Thank you so much. Yeah, take care.
Yep.
Take care, Eddie.
And the documentary is called Hung Up on a Dream, the Zombies documentary. It is in theaters now and out now. Be sure to check it out and go to the website, thezombiesmusic.com, for more info. It's the Morning Fury Show on WMIC AM 660, 95.3 FM, and WTGV 97.7 FM, and streaming online at sanlacbroadcasting.com. Thanks for listening.
It's the time of the season.